This is the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 12th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for Jesus. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those reclining with Jesus. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of Jesus' disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" Judas said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave Mary alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Today, we hear these beautiful words that God speaks in Isaiah. "Look, I am doing something new. Now it springs forth. Can't you see it?" In the midst of exile, when many of God's people have lost hope, God assures them with these words. God promises that God is doing something new. And this new thing is not in some distant future. It is happening now, right now. Now it springs forth. Can't you see it? Can't you see it? This is actually a kind of a tough question from God. Can't you see it? It's not always easy to see the new thing that God is doing. It's especially hard to see the new and the good that God is doing when our world seems to be so full of fear and evil. But God assures us that God is doing something new, even in what feels to us like the very worst moments. So, how do we see the new and the good that God is doing? Well, to help with that, I think we can turn to our gospel lesson. In Jesus, God is doing something new. God is showing God's people and all creation God's steadfast love in a new way. God is choosing to die on the cross and rise again so that we would know and trust in God's love forever. In Jesus, God is doing a new thing. And in our gospel lesson, there is one person who can see this new thing, and there is one person who cannot. Judas cannot see the new thing that God is doing in Jesus. And that is because Judas thinks only of himself. He claims to be thinking about people living in poverty, but John's gospel makes it very clear that Judas's only thought is for himself. And his motivation is greed. He is thinking of what he can steal for himself. And this selfish motivation, it narrows Judas's vision. He simply cannot see anything but himself. And therefore, He stands no chance of seeing what God is doing. Mary, on the other hand, she does not think of herself. Mary is thinking about her brother Lazarus, who Jesus rose from the dead. Lazarus, who she thought she had lost forever, but who has come back to life. Mary is thinking about her sister Martha, who Jesus cares for and teaches and is friends with. Martha, who is so very different from Mary and loved by Mary. Mary is thinking about Jesus, her friend and her teacher. Jesus, who she knows is going through a very difficult time, who she knows is going to die. Mary thinks of these people that she loves. Her motivation is love. And that love draws her to think of the people around her, and she sees all the good that God is doing through and for them. Mary's love for others, it broadens her vision. And therefore, she is able to see the new thing that God is doing in Jesus. She sees that God is doing something new, something good in Jesus. And this vision, it calls her to this act of abundant love for Jesus. She pours this anointing oil, an abundance of it, an excessive amount of it, on Jesus' feet, and she wipes it with her hair. This is an act of lovingly preparing Jesus for the death that is to come. Mary, she can see the new thing that God is doing in Jesus because she is motivated by love. And her love for others, it broadens her vision. Look, God says, I am doing something new. Now it springs forth. Can't you see it? My siblings, when we struggle to see the new and the good that God is doing, we should take our guidance from Mary. When you struggle to see the good that God is doing, do what Mary does. Think of the people that you love and see all the ways that God loves them. See the gifts that God has given them. See the quirks and the differences that God gave them to make them uniquely them. See how God forgives them. See how God calls them to a purpose in this world. See all the ways that God loves the people that you love, and you will begin to see the new and the good that God is doing in the world right now. Do what Mary does. Be motivated by love for others, and it will broaden your vision so you can see the new thing God is doing. And look for people like Mary. In our gospel lesson, Mary is able to see the new thing that God is doing in Jesus, and she is able to join in with it because she is motivated by love. So if you want to see the new thing that God is doing and you want to join in with it, then look for people who are motivated by love. Do not look for people like Judas, people who are motivated by selfish greed. You will not see the new thing God is doing in them, because God is not working through selfish greed. No, don't look for people like Judas. Look for people like Mary, people motivated by love. That is why I can see so much good that God is doing right now. Last night at our jazz service, I named people and organizations where I see the good of God happening. And I see it in those people and those organizations because they are motivated by love. I see God doing a new thing through Together New Orleans. Because I see a group of people motivated by love. I see pastors, rabbis, imams, union leaders, and neighborhood leaders who love the people they take care of and who love this city. So I see God doing a new thing through Together New Orleans because God is working through the love we have for one another. I see God doing a new thing through our inclusivity team here at Grace, because I see a group of church members motivated by love. A love that sees and values the wholeness of who people are, that loves people in our unique diversity. I see church members who love their family and their friends who are LGBTQIA2+, who are neurodiverse, who live with a disability, who live with addiction. I see God doing a new thing through these church members who want Grace to be a place of inclusive belonging because they are motivated by love. I see God doing a new thing through our green team because I see a group of church members motivated by love. I see how they have love not just for people, but for creation. I see church members willing to make changes and give of themselves because they love this earth and all of the creatures and the people who call it home. I see God doing a new thing through these church members who want Grace to truly be a place of living hope because they are motivated by love. I see God doing a new thing through our GICC kiddos and their families. Because this week, I saw the love that our kids have in their lives. This week, our lesson was on Jesus' healing. And so the kids made coloring sheets to give to someone who heals them to say thank you. And every single one of those kids could think of multiple people in their lives who take care of them. I see God doing a new thing through these families because they have love for one another. And I see God doing a new thing through the campus ministry we served at this week because I see people motivated by love. Pastor Anders, he told us about two students who saw that their friends could not afford food. After paying for tuition, and for books, and for housing, they did not have enough money left to eat. So, motivated by love for their friends, these two students started a food pantry out of the chapel called Students Against Food Insecurity. I see God doing a new thing in these students, because they are motivated by love. And I see God working through Pastor Anders, who every week is working to provide a meal and a safe space for fellowship for college students. This week, there was a very small crowd because there were a lot of activities going on. So we had a lot of food. And instead of freezing that big pot of soup that we made, which was kind of what I was thinking, just save that for next week, Anders. No. Instead, Pastor Anders called up the Methodist campus ministry that he knew the grad students were meeting at that night, and he said, come on over, Pastor Liv, bring your students. Instead, we put all of that soup and leftovers, and Anders said, I'm going to give it to students throughout the rest of the week and on Sunday to my parishioners who need it. He had an abundance mindset instead of a scarcity one because he was motivated by love. Look, I am doing something new. Now it springs forth. Can't you see it? My siblings, you cannot see the new and the good that God is doing in this world right now. Take your lead from Mary. Think of the people that you love and see how God loves them. Look for people like Mary who are motivated by love for others. and be motivated by love yourself. For you will broaden your vision and you will see the new thing that God is doing. Amen.